games. This ain't playing games, son. This is VR. VR, man. You don't play a game. You are the game. You're experiencing. That's what the R in VR is. You are there.
VR is a way to escape the real world into something more fantastic, and it is only restricted by your imagination. The incredible thing about the technology is that you feel like you're actually present in another place, sometimes with others. People who try it say it's different from anything they've experienced in their lives, and that's why I'm here. This is We Are VR, a podcast documenting mine and many others' blind journey into the many worlds and experiences that make virtual reality. Now let's go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of We Are VR, a podcast about virtual reality. Today, I'm going to be talking about experiences that you can do in VR that don't require gameplay, I guess is a good word for it. And the first thing I want to start talking about is why I got into VR and where it stems from. And I guess the only logical place that I can start with is the book titled Ready Player One. Now, I'm not going to review the book. I'll save that for another episode because there's a sequel coming out and I'm very excited about that. But I read the book, or I listened to it rather, and I was obsessed. And I had to do that. I had to give it a shot. And then when I got into VR, I realized very quickly that it's not quite like it is in the book. But there are a few things that you can do in VR that are pretty similar, and we're going to talk about that right now. The first thing that I would like to mention is a little app called VR Chat. And VR Chat is many worlds and universes that people have created that you can do stuff in. You can talk online, you can share things, you can visit places, and it's pretty much open world. You can visit other universes, you can be any avatar you want to be. It's almost exactly like the Oasis in the Ready Player One book. It's not as polished as they portray it in the movie or that they talk about it in the book, but it's, you know, that's the direction it wants to go in. There's a couple of cool things that I've done in there, and that's just mainly, you know, talking to people, visiting the virtual environments and doing things like that. I love the fact that you can walk around and like be whoever you want to be. You know, if you play it on the Quest, you're limited to the avatars that you can choose. You can download it on the PC and also play it on your Quest, and you can choose more avatars, but they don't cross over, you know what I mean? So you have to be on one to have that character. If not, you're just going to be some like gray floating blob thing if you go back to the standalone Quest. But now I should mention this, and I can't believe I haven't mentioned it yet. That side quest thing that I've been talking about also interacts with games that you already have on your Quest. Sometimes it sort of jailbreaks those apps. So what I did was I purchased an app called Virtual Desktop. This app is really cool. What you can do with that is connect to your computer and see what you're seeing on your PC inside your Oculus headset. And when you do that and you go to SideQuest and download their version of Virtual Desktop, it hacks the thing and lets you also play your games wirelessly from your PC. That's an unbelievable feature. A lot of people playing VR right now on YouTube are using like an HTC Vive or a Valve Index, and those are all wired systems, my friends. That means that you're tethered and you don't have full free range of motion. Now the Oculus Quest lets you be wireless, and that's very valuable in the VR world. Believe it or not, you being wireless and being able to do whatever you want to do, that's awesome. So you can do that, and there's other apps called like AltSpace, and that is another app with worlds and social networking and things like that, and that's fun too. Get in there and meet some friends. And then there's the experiences, and you can do an endless amount of those. You can get on YouTube and do 360 videos. You can ride roller coasters if you want to. Pretty much anything you can think of, it's there in 3D. Now, YouTube is basically a theater. You can make your screen as big as you want. You can watch YouTube all day. And that's pretty cool. I love the fact that you can get on your computer. You can the Oculus itself has its own browser. Like, You can watch Netflix. That's awesome. And I want to talk about this little app called Big Screen. This is one of the very first things that I did. I know I say that a lot, but I did a lot. One of the first things I did was download an app called Big Screen. And what Big Screen is, it's mind-blowing, truly. It's not quite all there yet, but it has so much potential. And I'm excited for it. I just need to actually get on there and do it one time. I find it very hard to sit with my Oculus on my face and want to just be still watching a movie, but the potential that this has is crazy. You can actually gather a friend of yours, get into this app called Big Screen, and attend a movie theater in your own head, pretty much. And it feels like you're in a theater that feels like the screen is absolutely enormous. You can attend any style theater that you possibly can imagine, and you can just watch movies. They even have a virtual theater you can go to, purchase movies, get fake popcorn, fake drinks, and go to that movie at that particular showing. However, I should mention that they aren't current airing movies. It's just whatever the developers of Big Screen want to be playing. But there is a really cool feature that I did not count on, and that is 3D, my friends. 3D movies can be viewed in your Oculus Quest, and that is something else. It's not like beautifully done 3D, but it's 3D. I mean, hey, like it's something that you can go. So you can go check that out right now. It's a free app. You can get in there and you can watch the 3D trailers all day long if you want to. I really like the fact that you can be in there with other people and you can interact with them. You can mute them. You can throw popcorn in their face, whatever you want to do. You can draw in midair. You can paint in midair, you know, things like that. Now, last night I got in Big Screen. And I was able to watch Avengers Endgame in there. And that was just my own thing. You know, I hosted my own room and did that. And I just, you know, trying things out. Maybe me and my wife can, you know, hook up in the big screen theater and watch a movie together in virtual reality. A great time to have that kind of thing during a national pandemic when movie theaters are closed. People, they're closed down. You can still attend movies and be totally safe in your own house. You can drink beer if you want to. Whatever you want to do. You know, that's the beauty of it. And I think that they should be doing that with sports and stuff. You know, more people, instead of putting digital crowds in, which, whatever, it is what it is. They're putting, you know, people are paying other people to build CGI human beings and putting them in the stands of sports games. You know what I mean? When really what you should be doing is paying for 360 cameras and selling courtside seats to a basketball game or, you know, or stadium side seats to a football game, and you can watch that in VR, man. Come on. That's awesome. Why aren't people doing that? Why is VR so hard to get on board with? I don't understand. You know, a few years ago, they sold those headsets where you could just stick your phone in there, and that was already pretty cool. They were like 10 bucks, but the, like Walmart had like thousands of them. Just, they were practically giving them away. You know, but people aren't really on board with it. You know, they don't want to spend the, you know, the few hundred dollars. But I'm telling you right now, if you're, I don't like sports, but if you're a sports fan, you can, you know, I'm pretty sure there's already a thing where you can watch NBA games courtside. Yeah, I don't know if they're live games or not, but you, shoot. I mean, why wouldn't you want to do that? That's awesome. You can get seats like above the dugout. You know, you can also do this really cool stuff. Like you can get on Google Earth and walk the streets of your old hometown or, you know, walk the streets of New York City and it's all 3D and, it, you know, it doesn't look perfect. But hey, like you can go see stuff that you can't see anywhere else for $0.00 if you have a virtual reality headset. That's really the kicker. But there's a lot of cool stuff you can do. I mean, seeing a movie theater in VR and making it feel like, man, I'm sitting in an IMAX screen right now. That's insanity to me. You know, I don't know about you guys, but that's crazy. You know, it's a perfect time to be doing that kind of stuff when nobody can do anything and there's social distancing and yada, yada, yada. And then you can get into something like VR chat or alt space or whatever and go talk to your friends, make new friends. Be like, I made a good buddy in alt space, and he's like, you want to see something really crazy? And he opened up a portal and we jumped to another world, and it was the most insane thing I've ever seen. I don't know, guys, I'm just telling you that you need to get on board with VR if you haven't been already. And I know that most of my listeners are probably being like, yeah, I you know, I already do it. But share it, man. Share the wealth. Show people that VR is really fun and really cool and has a lot of cool things. Now I know that Facebook actually is making a a new game called Facebook Horizons, and it's supposed to be like Facebook pretty much, but you are in VR and you can walk around and do stuff, and that's really cool. You know, I can't wait to do it. Even Amazon Prime has an app where you can go and watch your Amazon Prime movies in the theater. Like, what? That's so cool. You know, I don't think you guys know exactly what you're missing out on, because people don't know that this sort of stuff exists, but, you know, I'm all in. I'm all in, guys. That's the way it is. But, all right, well, I'm sure I'll talk more about that stuff later, but I gotta go for now. I'll be back with another episode soon.